Shalom Ravacha, welcome everyone. Thank you for joining. We are learning Shmir Salosh and Shah Devunim Perik Yud, Shin 196. The Chavetz Chaim is imploring us. The Chavetz Chaim is talking to each and every one of us to mechazek our midas habitachon, our trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he has been elaborating on how Hashem is sustaining the vastness of the oilamais, of the worlds, of the malachim, of the myriads and myriads of malachim that are out there, the millions and the hundreds of millions beyond our comprehension. Everyone is being sustained, and he goes into greater detail, which we're not going to get into right now, how there's nothing that's not being supported by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Its sustenance, its life, is all being supported by the Ribbono Shel Olam. Now, why was the world created? Bereishis b'shvil Yisrael shenikras reishis. Bereishis b'shvil Yisrael shenikras reishis. Very famous Rashi in the beginning of Parshas Bereishis, Sefer Bereishis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the whole entire universe and all the galaxies and Milky Ways, and above that in the spiritual realms, everything was created for the Jewish people. And to learn Torah and to live lives according to the Torah. To the point where HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns to us and says, Bonim Atem, you are my children. Bonai, you are my children. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Avinu, Hashem is our father. Will the father not take care of his own children? This is all what the Chavetz Chaim is telling us. And he continues to elaborate. He says, was there ever a malach that didn't get its sustenance, its spiritual food, that came and fell ill? Sounds a little silly. Sounds, what does that mean? A malach needs its sustenance? Yes. Every single living creature needs its sustenance, needs its connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always sustaining and feeding and supporting. Now, the Chavetz Chaim tells us, how big are these malachim sometimes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is supporting them and sustaining them and giving them existence? And he brings the Gemara in Chulin, that Tzadi Aleph on base, and he tells us, V'yadua, she'esh malachim shemidosim kama alufei parsois. Some malachim are so extremely large in size and measure of thousands of parsois. Now, what is a parso? So a parso is equivalent to 4 meal. A meal, mem yud lamid, is 2,000 amos. So you have a parso equals 8,000 amos. And then you have these malachim that are thousands and thousands of parsois. She Gavriel midosoi beiz alofim parsois. Malach Gavriel is measured at 2,000 parsois, like skyscrapers. Mimashi kozabi Daniel, and that which it says in Daniel, Kishiro Daniel, Hamalach ugviyosabi kitarshish. When Daniel saw the malach, his body was like the size of a sea of Tarshish, much larger than the skyscrapers that we're familiar with. And Tarshish was the size of 2,000 parasois. V'yesh malachim shigvayim habi yoysed, even malachim which are much larger and bigger in size. And he elaborates and elaborates and elaborates. Eich ye meitzer v'doig tomid me'ayin t'yeh panasosi me'ayin novi yezri. He says, the small little person who doesn't need as much sustenance as these great creatures of these malachim, how could it be that a person is concerned and troubled, where will my sustenance come from? Where will my parnasa come from? When we really think about this well, and we should be thinking about this well, When you go on the walk, think about what we just learned over here. And I'm being mekatzer. I'm discussing this in a shorter way. Could be I shouldn't. And we really have questions to ask about ourselves. What are we concerned about? Hashem's not going to sustain us? You remember the question that the fool said to the bird? The fool said, do you think the king is going to have enough to sustain you? He has those people all rebelling against him. We have to do our job. We follow Torah, we learn Torah, we do mitzvahs. And not to worry. Just like the king's son, the prince doesn't have to be concerned. Where's my food going to come from? Because of Banim Atem, we are all the king's son. We are all the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Melech Malchi HaMlochim. And therefore, the Chavetz Chaim, our Rebbe, our teacher, is telling us there's no reason to be concerned. Let's do our job, learning Torah, doing mitzvahs, chesed, thinking about others. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do his as our loving father. Period. I want to pause for a second. This was the lesson. I'm talking to you like you're sitting in front of me. We're all in the same boat. We all have to make a parnasa. We all have in Nisayan the challenges of daigas, of worry. We all means myself included. I personally am getting chizik now, and this is exactly what I need to hear. This is exactly what I need to hear. The words of my Rebbe, the Chavetz Chaim, telling me, look what's going on here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our father. Hashem is my father. Hashem will take care of us. And the person will say, you know how difficult my parnas is? You have to hang in there. No matter how long it's been, you have to have the moon and be talking and daven for each other. Daven for each other. Even though we don't know who's listening. We don't know who people are. Daven for Klal Yisrael. We should all be zoiche to see the yeshuas from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And be zoiche to parnasa benachas berevach with tranquility and exactly what we need from HaKadosh Baruch Hu.